if you could take me through the results of the subgroup analysis looking at patients that did and did not receive clopidogrel, could you take me through those results and sort of what it tells us about the mechanism behind these two drugs and how they work together?
One of the key subgroup analyses from the trial were the patients who received and didn't receive clopidogrel. So as a reminder, the randomized intervention was rivaroxaban or placebo. And so the question here was, is the efficacy the same regardless of background clopidogrel, and is the safety the same? And the simple answer to that is that the benefits of rivaroxaban were completely preserved regardless of whether or not clinicians used clopidogrel in the background. Hazard ratio was essentially exactly the same. And so the benefits were the same. And the bleeding overall was not modified. Bleeding with rivaroxaban was similar regardless of whether patients were administered. Findings about the patterns of bleeding, particularly for more modest bleeding like ISTH bleeding. And there we do see that in patients who receive clopidogrel, there tends to be more bleeding during exposure, at least modest bleeding, not intracranial hemorrhage or fatal bleeding, and not too many major bleeding, but the pattern of bleeding looks like there is more while patients were getting clopidogrel, which was around 30 days as a median. So the takeaways for this sub-analysis are that, you know, the benefit of rivaroxaban is robust regardless of whether you use clopidogrel, and that the bleeding is similar overall with rivaroxaban. That being said, clopidogrel does appear to be associated with more bleeding or higher rates during exposure. And, you know, in the PAD world, the data supporting the use of clopidogrel are weak at best. There really are no randomized data. There was one trial which was neutral and just showed more bleeding. And so I do think it raises questions as to, you know, do you want to use clopidogrel? And if you do, and you're going to use a rivaroxaban strategy, that you probably want to minimize the duration of triple therapy with clopidogrel, because with uncertain benefit and more bleeding, you probably want to minimize that. So that was the key observations of the subgroup.